Revelation Revealed, Part 1, Section 5, Four Views. As I stated earlier, before you undertake a serious study of the Book of Revelation, you really should undertake a serious study of the Old Testament prophets and the covenants, and especially the Abrahamic covenant. What you should also do at the same time is undertake a serious study of the views other people have set forth throughout church history, of which there are four main views. There's probably some other views that aren't so prominent, but these are the four main views. I will briefly tell you what they are. First, I will tell you about the futurist view, which I hold to, and that means the Book of Revelation will at some point in the future, beyond the point of the time that I am presently speaking, be fulfilled. Now, this view was popularized in the 1800s, especially around 1840, when John Darby printed and spoke much about the futurist view, and the Scofield Bible in a few decades later also promoted. But that doesn't mean the futurist view was never thought of prior to the 1800s. John Wesley himself in the 1700s believed in the futurist view, as well as others throughout history. The futurist view, from my vantage point, is probably the most prevalent view today in evangelical circles. I would suggest the second most prevalent view is called the preterist view. This view holds to the thinking that all of Revelation, except obviously for the return of Jesus and those events that take place exactly on the day he returns, have been fulfilled prior to 70 AD. 70 AD is the date when, as an act of God's judgment, or so I believe, Roman armies came and sacked Jerusalem, burnt the temple. Preterists view that the time, the years prior to 70 AD are what is being talked about in the Book of Revelation. There is a subgroup of preterists called partial preterists. They believe part of Revelation was fulfilled prior to 70 AD. Part will be fulfilled in the future. The third view is called the historicist view. It was pretty popular throughout the last 2,000 years. It really simply believes that all of what you see in the Book of Revelation has been taking place ever since, really, since Jesus ascended into heaven. It's a progressive fulfillment that is in the process of being fulfilled right now and has been over the last 2,000 years. The last view, the fourth view, which I think is the least prominent, is that all of the Book of Revelation is one big allegory, all symbolic, all speak to the ongoing conflict really between God and Satan that is taking place in the heavenlies right now. So there are your four main views. I would suggest that you take some time, study them out. Don't jump on the first one you read, because any good scholar can really present his case in such a way that will convince those who aren't so informed. So look at them all, weigh them all out, but in the long run, you will have to do your own research, go back to the Abrahamic covenant with these four views in mind. What I would not suggest is accept one of these four views without you doing your own research from the Old Testament. Again, I'm pretty well fixed to the futurist viewpoint. Within that viewpoint, there are a number of sub-viewpoints, as there are with any of the four ways of viewing Revelation. Concerning the secondary viewpoints within the futurist view, there are a lot of questions that I have, a lot of gray, a lot of things that can go either one way or the other. Although I am pretty well convinced of the futurist viewpoint, I'm not so convinced of every little detail within that viewpoint.